In less than a month from now, the gavel will sound, starting the state's legislative session. We'll look at some items at the forefront of area lawmakers' minds as they prepare to head to Baton Rouge. District 14 Representative Jay Morris joins me by phone at this time. Well, Representative Morris, I'm sure as we head towards the April 8th opening, your focus is narrowing on some issues. What key legislation are you hoping to introduce this upcoming session?
Well, Bob, as you know, this is a fiscal session, so the session is primarily limited to fiscal bills, although there are five bills that each legislator can present on any topic. And so with the tax reform initiative coming at us, I think that will be the primary focus of the session. I plan to introduce a few bills, one of which will be a part of our budget reform initiative. It's a bipartisan group of legislators, primarily in the House, seeking to improve the process, the institutional process by which we appropriate money every year in Louisiana. The bill that I plan to carry, or I will be filing shortly, is one which would alter the Constitution slightly. Our yearly appropriations are always in House Bill 1, and a lot of things can't be touched, and including K-12 education, Medicaid, a number of health care initiatives that are mandated by the federal government, et cetera. And so it's very limited in terms of state general fund dollars what we can actually alter. And so my proposal would require that in a year in which health care funding or higher education is reduced, then House Bill 1 would be split into two bills, one for non-discretionary items that we can't touch constitutionally or otherwise, and then discretionary spending, which we do have control over, so that much of our legislative effort could be focused in comparing apples to apples, and we could thereby be a little more disciplined and reasoned in our determination of who gets what, rather than the willy-nilly last 3 days of the session when things get all changed around and we're looking at voting on a conference report with, only sometimes a few hours to review it.
The governor has offered up proposals for the budget. It's likely he'll seek raising sales taxes while eliminating income tax and some others. What was your initial reaction to this proposal? And though we don't know specifics just yet, have your thoughts about it changed since some discussion has picked up?
Well, I'm just waiting for the details to emerge. You know, if he proposes to raise sales taxes by more than 2%, that would be very, very concerning to me, because that would put us perhaps not the highest in the nation in terms of sales taxes, but much higher. I think it would higher relative to our neighboring states, Texas, Mississippi, and Arkansas, put our border parish vendors at a competitive disadvantage, and hurt everyday people quite a bit. A little bit of an increase in sales taxes in return for elimination of income taxes and a fair tax system that doesn't have as many loopholes, that's something I would give very serious consideration to.
Well, Jay, we hope to keep in touch with you during the legislative session as it gets underway coming up on April 8th. Representative Jay Morris from District 14 in the state of Louisiana. Jay, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me, Bob.